traveling the spaceway for over 20 years, here is Sun Ra and his Jazz from Another Planet Orchestra.
sound / silence. What can I say other than the music itself? Music? Yes, to the ears that dare to hear, both the silence and the sound. Music? Yes, the silent sound duality, necessity, belongness, balanced projection, pointless cosmo nature, natural feeling, sensitivity, dial pointer, vibration, intensity, indicator, express, large, expression, need, necessity, being code, alter, otherness, continuance, on. The music is in the word of words. On. That was Sun Ra and his jazz orchestra from outer space on Saturday Night Live. May 20th, 1978, introduced by Buck Henry. I was looking at it here on a DVD. And I think back to when I first heard of Sun Ra back in the late 60s. I got a catalog of ESP disc music. Thanks, Steve. I know you'll hear this sometime. And Sun Ra's picture and the description of his albums made me wonder. And then the MC5 had actually quoted Sun Ra. And the poem that was on the cover of Nothing Is by Sun Ra was appeared, done by MC5 on the Kick Out the Jams album. So there was a relationship between free jazz and the rock that I was hearing. And I listened to the music. It wasn't the first jazz that I listened to, but it was some of the most extreme jazz. And it affected me. Herman Sonny Blount was born in Birmingham, Alabama, probably in 1914, sometime between 1914 and 1918, anyway, on May 22nd. However, he always said that he was from Saturn, anyway. He grew up in Chicago. That's where he landed in the 30s. By the early 40s, he was playing piano in bars. He was probably a prodigy. Obviously playing this incredible music from a very young age. He did charts and composed for Fletcher Henderson's orchestra back in the mid-40s, 46, 47 he was doing that. He formed his own orchestra in the early 50s, and by 1952 he had developed his ideas about being part of the angel race and not from Earth. And by the 60s, the band was well known, at least in obscure circles. I've decided tonight to give a listen to some of Sun Ra's music, and I've got an interview here, too. I think, as the poem says, for ears that dare to hear, music. This is Bennett. This is Kill Radio. Thanks for coming along on the ride. Welcome to the Chill Room.
One of the questions I'd like to ask you is whether the music you're making is jazz, whether you'd call it jazz, whether you want to call it jazz.
Well, really, it's everything. It touches on all the planes. The person really have to hear the band much to really hear everything we do, because we touch on other phases of jazz. And like last night we didn't do it, but sometimes we play some other people's arrangements, compositions. Sometimes we play a Fletcher Henderson arrangement exactly the way he played it, with solos and everything. I write the whole thing out, because I feel if you write the arrangement and then you've got some other kind of solos in it, that's really not the essence of the piece. Like King Porter Stomp, you play that, well, the instrument is required to play the solo exactly with the same feeling that the person's, the original person had on it. And that's not too easy to do, to get the same spirit and everything. And there's an art in doing that. And sometimes we play something by Duke Ellington. When he, in the early days, we play something to take things out of the different time streams. We play that to show that we cover. And in fact, I'm saying that we represent infinity. You can't represent infinity unless you touch the past too. There's some reflections of it anyway. Mostly I'm talking about the future infinity, but you have to be able to demonstrate the past too in order to even compare anything else, to have a comparison and say, well, this is the future, this is the past.
Yeah. You talk about infinity a lot. Can you explain how you use it, the word?
Well, I'm using it as a synonym of myth, because infinity is over in the mythical dimension, because it can't be measured. Anything which can't be measured can't be really be proven to exist, because you don't have anything to go by. Infinity is so big that there aren't any, it's not any measurement for it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you relate it to myth?
Myth
is another word you use.
Is that in immeasurable, you could say, like in ancient days, people always say, without number. When they got to something that it wasn't possible to measure, you always say, without number. And that moves over into the myth.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you tell me, how long is it since you were playing Fletcher Henderson before?
Well, I played Fletcher Henderson a year before he died.
And then since then you've been alone, and you've been doing, you know, it's been you.
Yes, but before then I had bands. In college I had a band. Yeah. And then, yeah, I'd say even in elementary school I was always a leader, I would say, instructing students in different things, not only music, but I had good marks in school, and I had a sort of natural leadership thing where I could really instruct people or get them to see things that nobody else could do quite as well. Even elementary school, quite often I'd have to take the class and teach some of the students, some of my fellow students. And they would always be quiet and listen to me, whereas a lot of times they wouldn't listen to the teacher. But I knew what I was doing from a point of view of always, not only would I read books in the book, I'd do extra research, so I knew the subject thoroughly. Just like I know about the things I'm talking about, infinity thoroughly. Well, I had to go through that period of discipline where I couldn't just state something about some kind of background or something.
You think of yourself definitely as a leader, don't you?
Well, I think of myself as a coordinator.
Oh!
because of the fact that you can't be a leader unless you have somebody following you. And I really don't think anyone could follow me. I've gone through too many paths of discipline. I wouldn't recommend it. A lot of people would be broken. It's just like, take some athletes, they might have to go through some strenuous training to do things. Everybody can't do that. And this is the same thing like what I'm doing. Everyone couldn't go through the discipline, spot and discipline I've gone through spiritually. They wouldn't make it. It's very difficult. If I didn't have a sense of humor and some other attributes of wickedness, evil, I couldn't make it. If I was just a good person, I would have been broken long ago. But having those attributes of good and evil, I'd say, because I do good sometimes when the Creator makes me do good. And so therefore, and because of that, I know what good is. Sometimes He makes me do something that's good. But otherwise, I'd just be following the things which I want to do, which is just to be natural and to play my music, which is slightly evil in a sense, because I have so much to offer the world. If you have as much to offer the world as I have, and you just stay over and you do what I have, that's very evil and wicked. Because you got so many people out trying to be leaders and trying to teach and instruct, and they can't do it. Whereas I can do it.
This is a single from the 50s.
Haven't got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is still with you. And no midnight knows it too.
Tell way back when it had been bebop, but something mixed in, and all of a sudden it was different.
Thank you.